AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was a relatively peaceful night in Charlotte, North Carolina.
We had a total of 3 arrests.
Police Chief Kerr Putney says a suspect has been arrested in the shooting death of a protester during demonstrations in Charlotte. This all followed the shooting death by police of Keith Scott. His family got to see video of the shooting, and they are calling for the footage to be made public. The chief wants to wait until there is more supportive information.
If it's proving our case or proving our case should go in a different direction, the only way to do that is to be able to establish probable cause. And what I can tell you is the video evidence in that case didn't get us to that standard.
Police in Charlotte have said Scott refused repeatedly to drop a gun, and some witnesses say that Scott was unarmed. The state medical examiner in Oklahoma says the death of a man shot by police in Tulsa is considered a homicide. Officer Betty Shelby is charged with first-degree manslaughter. Terrence Crutcher was killed 1 week ago. Shelby turned herself in early this morning. People in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are being told to prepare for flooding. Mayor Ron Corbett says water along the Cedar River is not expected to reach record highs, but it will be bad.
We really, really do need all the businesses and all the residents that are in this area to take this serious and to move all their equipment, if they're a business, relocate if they have to, homeowners to move their stuff up.
A second person has died from storms and flooding in western Wisconsin. Donald Trump is adding 10 names to a list of people he says he will choose from to fill vacancies on the Supreme Court. Utah Senator Mike Lee is on that list. He has yet to endorse a Republican nominee for president. In an interview with the Swedish-Norwegian talk show, Bruce Springsteen says Donald Trump's presidential campaign is a great embarrassment for Americans, but he understands why people have struggled to make ends meet, could find some of his arguments compelling. This is AP Radio News. Wall Street stocks are lower. Energy and tech stocks are leading the slump. The Dow is down 64 points. UPS is testing drones for delivery. The test was a success. The drone made a 3-mile flight from Marblehead, Massachusetts to a nearby island. Helen Grenier with Sci-Fi Work says no human intervention would be needed.
All you would need to do is press a deliver button and the drone would automatically take off, follow a path to the drop-off location, do an automatic landing, and then release the package.
Grenier says she doesn't see drones replacing delivery trucks, bikes, or other types of delivery anytime soon. Marriott is now the world's largest hotel chain. A deal closed today for Marriott to buy Starwood's Hotels and Resorts. It brings together names like Courtyard by Marriott, Ritz-Carlton, Sheraton, Westin, and St. Regis. The new company owns more than one out of every 15 hotel rooms. I'm Ed Donahue.